The reading today is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, on page 1009 in your Bibles. Jesus and his disciples were under pressure and also distressed by the news of the killing of John the Baptist. Mark chapter 6 on page 1009, beginning at verse 31. Because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place. It's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. This is the word of the Lord.
Have you ever been to Greenbelt? Do you know anything about Greenbelt? Greenbelt is a festival that takes place at the August bank holiday every year. This year it was in a field in Northamptonshire, and it's music and seminars and all sorts of exciting things. I haven't been recently, but we used to go quite often, and my memory of Greenbelt is thick, glutinous mud and getting your Wellington stuck in the mud. But the last 2 years has been glorious sunshine. And Greenbelt has a reputation for thinking outside the box, being different. One of the highlights always of the festival is the communion service on Sunday morning over the bank holiday weekend. And this year, Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, was booked to come and preach at the communion service. But at the last minute, he was cancelled. Do you know why? Because at the communion service, they decided to ask 8-year-olds, 8 and 9-year-olds, to lead the service. And the entire communion service was led by children aged 8 and 9. Wow. And they said to the Archbishop, "We don't want you to preach, we'll interview you." And they interviewed him instead. One of the things he did, he wasn't wearing robes, of course, but he did bring his mitre, because he was asked to bring his mitre. But he gave the mitre to the 8-year-old who was leading the service. And she wore it all the way through the communion service. I've got a fabulous picture. I'm sorry I should have scanned it, but we'll get there in the end. If anybody wants to see, it's on the front page of the press. And what was the theme of the communion service? Well, it was God has a sense of humour. Their strapline was, "Sometimes God needs to tickle us." Have you been tickled by God recently? Try Greenbelt. They use pita bread and grape juice in the communion service. And when the offering was taken up. They didn't use big baskets like they did in the story of the feeding of the 5,000, but they had great big buckets. And people were asked to put in the bucket money if they wanted to, but something precious. The kids suggested their Lego. Well, okay. But the real thing they said is, please put in the basket anything of value that you want to share. And you didn't have to put the actual thing. You had to put a piece of paper with a promise. I promise to share my time. I promise to share my motor car, whatever it was. And that was part of the offering. Greenbelt has a reputation for thinking outside the box, being radical, not conforming to the ordinary way of doing things. Some friends of mine, quite a number, were there at that service, and they said it was absolutely staggering. It was really moving to have 8- and 9-year-olds leading the entire service. If you're going to understand the story, there's an 8- or 9-year-old. Next week, we'll try that one. That'd be interesting. But if you're going to understand the story of the feeding of the 5,000, you've got to be willing to be radical, to think outside the box. Jesus and his disciples were exhausted. They had been on what we would call a mission, and they were tired, and the disciples were probably a bit tetchy. In fact, it's quite clear they were from the story. And they wanted to get away and have some peace and quiet, but no, they got surrounded by a huge crowd of people. And Jesus had compassion on them and started talking. And the disciples actually got a bit fed up. They said, look, God, for goodness sake, it's late. We're miles from anywhere. These people need food. They need shelter. And the crunch line in this whole story that Michael read to us, I think, is this. Jesus said to the disciples, you give them something to eat. The emphasis was on the you, quite correctly. What have we got? Well, we've got 5 little loaves, buns, and 2 sardines, 2 little fish. Right, said Jesus, we give thanks for that, and we start sharing. And amazingly, there was enough there to feed everyone. What's the point of the story? Love finds a way. If we really care, there are enough resources to give everybody what they need. We live in a very difficult world where 100 people a week are being drowned trying to get from Africa or Asia into Europe. We live in a world where the average chief executive of a FTSE company earns 123 times more than the average wage. That's not what God wants in both cases. But God says to you and me, you do something about it. You give them something to eat, because there's enough for everybody if we're willing to share, to show practical love by sharing all that we have. And that means thinking outside the box, being radical. I think the message of the story of the feeding of the 5,000 is the practical love that Jesus had, but also his showing his disciples that it is only by everybody being willing to share that the needs can be met. That offering of these loaves and fishes, of course, prefigures the communion service, which we shall be enjoying later. But as a little example of what a little bit can go such a long way when we're willing to share and to show that practical love. I've put 5 buns and some sardines on the table. You will all pass it as you go up to the communion table at the top of the church. It's a visual aid. it's reminding us that there are enough resources for everyone to have what is needed if all of us are willing to share and to show that sort of love.